Hello, my brothers and sisters, sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. This is Greg reporting in from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Got here, I was on about the 20th of September, so I've been here just a hair over a month. And actually, I never ended up going anywhere outside Buenos Aires, and affected by a lot of the words I got about limiting movement and all that before I got here. But as we always know, in hindsight, God knew what he was doing. I actually had a whole lot of stuff put before me once I got here that I usually am not having to do, but I haven't done a lot of that stuff the last two times I've been here because I've been out traveling so much in northern and southern Argentina. This time I was doing everything from Buenos Aires, did a lot of Zooms, WhatsApp calls to northern and southern Argentina, and quite a few actually to the U.S., talking to some of you guys, and some other people too. So I've been doing a lot of interfacing, communicating from Buenos Aires without having to go anywhere, which actually can be a lot more efficient for a lot of things. And this was a time because the last two trips, like I said, I haven't had any time to really do much as far as maintaining and things here in Buenos Aires, our base. And that's one of the things that goes with the convenience of having a base here. You got to do things to keep it up, like deal with making sure all the government taxes get paid and all that. So working with the accountant here, so everything's done for the next year, so I can do the next trips without really thinking much about that. Had an apostolic contact come up from southern Argentina the last 5 days. And so I had a lot of time to talk to him. He was traveling around doing a couple other things, but I had a lot of time to spend with him, which is very good since I deal with him a lot, and he actually does a lot of making, trying to get this place rented out when I'm gone. So anyway, it's all been good. Things I heard from the Lord when I got down here is, I've recentered you. After I'd spent a little time here, it's like, okay, bottom line, he was saying, okay, we all got to just keep getting back to the center, which sometimes people get lost in professional ministry. And so actually, I do feel a lot more for sure and know what I'm doing, connected up with our commander-in-chief. I'm leaving in 2 days to head to Dallas. I came in on United Airlines for the first time ever via Houston, just because because American, due to still lack of pilots because of COVID fiasco stuff and lack of planes because of Boeing problems, they had to stop most of their flights to Argentina during the off season. But now they just reinstated them, so I'm going to be trying to fly standby from here, Buenos Aires, to DFW, Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday night. So I'll get there midday on Wednesday. And then, so I'll have 3 whole days and about 2 half days before I fly out, scheduled to fly out on Sunday, just in time to get back and vote for God's appointed person to be president. I already have 2 meetings scheduled for my time in Texas, and I already know that I'm going to get the rest of it scheduled, so it's going to be jam-packed. So I'll be praying for Dallas, please, that that's all great, and that I have a successful trip to Dallas, and then from Dallas to Phoenix on Sunday evening. Thanks very much to all of you who have interceded in any way for me for this trip and ongoing. I'll give you a final wrap-up of Dallas and everything else after the 5th. Enjoy the Battle of the Kingdoms. Adios from Argentina.